how did you know it was sustained? How did you figure that out?
The energy is very good, said it was sustained.
Okay.
Yeah. 5.5 furlong races, surprisingly, are run more sustained.
Yeah. It was run through energy.
Okay.
And energy shows you, hey, it's going to be sustained. But I knew in advance that it was going to run sustained because of yard and Smokey. You got these horses, Smokey always goes out real fast and spits it up at the end. Yard's going to chase him. So it's setting up in advance to run sustained. And you put it through energy, and energy verifies it. But here the program alone has verified it without a barrier. Where are my horses showing up? My KEXDC horses, where are they showing up? Are they showing up early? Are they showing up sustained? My top horses on KEXDC are showing up sustained. Hey, Jim, do you have a question?
Yeah. When you hit 2 on this program, is that the same thing as the E adjustment?
Yes. Hit 2 is an alternate adjustment on energy. For energy users, it's the same as hitting 3 and typing it in. It does it for you. Okay, any other questions? Not on this race, is because this is just a demo race, but the program would be used the same way. Only thing is that you can put in 7 or 8 horses. It's an ultimate in contender selection.
Did you use the race off the fairgrounds for Quack Castle?
Pardon?
Did you take the race that you used for Quacks off the fairgrounds?
I think the race is in one of the manuals here.
Yeah, I went back on him. But he was a definite contender in one of the top 5. I ran it through Michigan to get the contenders. I may have put 7 or 8 horses in to get them and then tossed them out. And you run it through energy just like phase 3 gets him a 333. You know, a 333 horse is worth at least a place bet.
In phase 3. Remember the phase 3 manual that tells you about 333 horses are the most dangerous numbers for long shots?
Now, this program will work with phase 3 or in conjunction with phase 3.
When you're trying to, if you're using it in that way and putting in 7, 8, 9 horses to get the contender.
Oh, Brewers. Sabotaging the energy.
I did it.
Yeah.
Don't your energy didn't work. Where is this plugged in?
You got it, you're close.
Any other questions?
Where's your little red light?
When you're
putting it in. Oh, he was pointing that, so I didn't use it. I got it in my pocket.
What do they call that?
A laser beam.
Somebody back here, go ahead.
Yeah, Jimmy, yesterday I think someone said this would be good for pace line selection, too.
Oh, yeah, you can put 3 or 4 horses in and see, and look at it.
Well, we've got one race in here in your manual, which was the record exacta from this track. And you see what we did to get the horses there. We put in, 14 lines to start with.
Howard dearly loves this program. He's going to go blind. He sets and plays with it 2 or 3 hours a day. Running races.
Goes in the office.
Yeah,
we'll get it out.
Yeah.
And you put in 7, 8, 9 horses to get the contenders. It's mainly the KEXDC, the top one that you look at.
KEXDC, you're going to get the contenders.
That's what you look
That's
at.
That's what you're looking at.
You throw out the low.
Throw out the low, whatever. Another thing that Frank told has found out my dog man. He has found out that sometimes this high, if the horse is a couple of points higher, or even a full point higher than some of the other horses, he may be a non-contender because he may get it only one move, like he has a tremendous third fraction. Now, yeah, you can set parameters and do this and look at it. Now, I don't know one of them. How many use phase three? How many are just using phase three? Let me
turn off the lights. You turn off. Turn off the lights so you see.
Howard may not want me to show you this, but I'll show you. You people that use phase three that have trouble with and have to make meridian variants. As physical to the adjustment screen. If you want to know how to adjust these races so they will show up in phase three to represent your KGEN program, just hit C to continue. C to continue. Stop. Hit three. There is the adjustments, people.
I definitely want you to tell them that.
There is the adjustments that you may use in phase three. And they're 90% better than a meridian.
Just take that and enter to open adjustment.
Just take this and put it in your open adjustment. Now, if you want to be real accurate, divide it by three. Unless it's a sprint to a route or a track from a horse from a slow track. I would never, I would usually divide this by three. And that is your phase three adjustment. Now your phase three will match your KGEN, and it is going to be accurate. But take this number. This horse gets 0.78. I would divide it by three. Put that in the open adjustment. No claims. No class, no track class, nothing but this number.
Tell me why that somebody I hear murmurs, why do we divide it by three?
Okay, this program and the energy program, this number that you see is divided by three. It is never given this number. This number is divided by three. It really is divided by how the horse runs. A certain percentage is put on the first fraction, a certain percentage on the second fraction, a certain percentage on the third fraction. But you can't do that. So just divide it by three, and you've got your adjustment. Now, if say that it is a sprinter going into a route, or the race needs to be manually adjusted, and this particular race would not be divided into three because I'm going to use the two adjustments. Anytime I use the two adjustment on the KGEN, I put the number in phase three as I see it. Any time that I just hit one and accept the adjustment, I divide it by three. Okay, next horse.
Want me to adjust this?
No, never mind it. Just show.
See, this horse would get 0.74. You just put it in your open adjustment on phase three. Alright, now any question on that? That's just a little trick.
Jim, let's forget about phase three just for a second and go back to Cajun. Let's say, for argument's sake, it's a 6-furlong race.
Right.
And you have 5 contenders, and the pace line that you used are all off 6 furlongs. Is it necessary at that point to make any adjustments?
I don't worry about it. I just make it. Because these are so accurate and so minute that it doesn't make any difference. So I just think, and I don't even like adjusting. But we've just learned to accept it. Now, Howard has played with putting 0 in on the horses. It doesn't seem to make that much difference because you've got the raw screen anyway.
You know, Jim, the reason I brought that up, like I was doing phase three, as you know. I did about 200 races from COVID for the last 2 months. That's about 25 races, and we haven't made it that far. I found that if I tell you 160 of the races, that it was really relative. When you made an adjustment, that the same horse, now this is for me, I don't know about anybody else if this applies, the horse that came out with the highest factors, again, we're talking about phase three, came out with the highest factors after you made the adjustment.
Well, you know,
the same horse.
Sure, phase three does that. It's supposed to when you make a meridian adjustment. Anytime you do that, you're equalizing the horses. Energy and Cajun is going to equalize them, but you're not going to see them. Because it's going to separate them. In doing it this way, you will never equalize your horses. You can give all these horses the automatic adjustment, and if you're not going to lose Quack. Quack he's going to be on top of the sustained draft.
He's going to be on top anyway.
He's going to be on top anyway. But you're going to need to adjust it, and probably he would show up in the top two in phase three if you use these type of adjustments other than a meridian adjustment. Now, does everyone understand this? The stage three users. You've got adjustment figured out for you, which is 99% better than a meridian. Because these adjustments are based on the horses in the race.
You said that you don't need on the open adjustment to adjust for track class and that sort of thing, but this will take it into account now.
No, it doesn't take it into account. It takes into account the horses in the race.
But you still don't need to do that.
No, don't do it. Now here's the horse. Because when you divide it into three, it's so minute it's not going to make that much difference anyway. If you're going to get him the full amount, then you may want to. But here's the bad thing on this. People want to do it on energy and Cajun. Let me show you what happens. Okay, here is a horse that gets a 0.74 adjustment. And you say, okay, hey, look. This horse is coming from Bay Meadows at the Santa Anita, which is a lower class track. So now what I'm going to do is take 0.15 off. To do this, I've got to come to this area and take the 0.15 off. You may as well not even have the horse in there because you take 15 off of this and put it in as is, and the horse is getting very, very little adjustment. Because these adjustments are based upon the horses in the race. We worked on this for 3 years in developing energy so we know they're right, we accept them, and we don't even worry about them. This takes care of the biggest bugaboo that people have concerning daily variance. You know, if you're a daily variant freak and you worry about these daily variants, hey, this is crazy. This takes care of it.
And I just called you a freak.
Okay, any other questions?
Poor Tom. He'll get back at us when that book comes out.
Okay.
Thank you, Jimmy. It does amazing things. I've compared this with Tom's, which makes the best variance in the United States. And it compensates for the track class, like Bay Meadows set to Santa Anita. It takes into the consideration and to compensate for it. If you put an extra 20% in or extra 0.15 or something, it distorts it real badly. Now, for strictly using phase three, if you keep the kind of variance that Tom will show you how to keep it, if he does, then of course you got a different ball of wax. You got a specific, but believe me, don't bite off that making your own daily variance unless you're willing to chew and chew and chew. You got to do it meticulously. In California, variant freaks, as Jimmy calls them, have the best variant freak in the nation to make them for them. You don't have that, so you better you find alternatives.
Clarify that and say daily racing form
variant. Oh no, you said it just right. Don't be so easy on him. He's famous. He's heralded from.
Probably was.
Well, you just didn't know he came back in the room. That's what it really was.
I'm going to unplug your light again.
All right. It's now time to take about 10 minutes. The velocity people will become much better velocity people by the time this is over. If you'll go to the East Room in about 10 minutes, and the energy people will meet here in 10 minutes.
Stop without Schmidt. He's got the worst book in
the world. Oh, Schmidt. Somebody had to call Schmidt. A 5.5 and a 3.25. There's no charge for the second disc. Just tell her when you fill out the order form that you want both. Just don't give it away to anybody, or we'll have you shot. You all ready to start?
Yeah.
Well, now we're going to have to talk out of both sides of our mouth. Try to appease the people who have chosen to stay in the dark ages. Phase three and velocity is as good as it's going to get. And when it first came out, it was amazing. The real problem, the reason we went to energy, not just to stay ahead of the world, but to keep our promise to you that we'd always be at least 5 years ahead of the rest. And some of the rest that I met at Expo 90 were 20 years ahead of the rest. The big fallacy in velocity is not that the velocity is no good, it's that everybody has stolen it. Literally stolen it. If you want to write to Dan Polk or Dick, whatever his name is, Dick Lesnick, Mitchell, or
Any number of stories, you look in the racing forum, everybody's now at a pace philosophy. And they don't sell. And then they allude to it by sticking the word energy in. Dan Pope especially. They're not using our energy, they haven't got it. And they better not try it. The main reason we went to energy is for our thirst for going beyond linear handicapping and the fact that velocity is not getting the mutuals it used to get because everybody's hip to it. Yeah, virtually everybody cares. Andy Byer had the same thing happen to him. His speed figures with his particular kind of adjustment were getting good payoffs back in 1975 through about 78. And everybody was able to duplicate to a degree Byer's figures, which were initially Davidowitz's figures. And Mitchell went down. Tom Rohrhammer, his closet energy user, was doing very well. Gosh, he's getting a lot of winners, but his mutual, average mutual was down to $6.80. So you get a closet energy user to get the higher mutual because you just can't make a living on $6.80 horses unless you have a money management program that is strictly Kelly criterion, and he doesn't. He puts key horses and that sort of thing. And you just have to work that much harder with velocity. We want to give you some indication now as an elite group of the difference between linear and non-linear handicap. As you see on the cover of the August or Blue One, and your energy workbook. What it says on the cover is what it is. It's an introduction to non-linear handicapping. What is linear? Well, we explained it a little bit yesterday. But linear is a step-by-step procedure. If one is better than two, and two is better than three, one, ergo, is better than three. It's not the truth. You know that using velocity, that you would get horses that had a logical reason for occurring on you. And that logic was perceivable by the public once they started using feet per second and combining certain fractional values into non-fractional value, such as factor X and factor W and turn times. All the things that we pioneered with velocity were stolen and are being taught daily in seminars around the country with the other person's name on it. It's just a fact of life. But the people, fortunately, who instill a program are linear thinkers. They are information handicappers. They think that you need just one more piece of information and you become a winner. They'll say, well, Sarton's a great guy and all that, and he's pretty smart, but none of these people ever win. This is the propaganda that goes around. That's their justification for making it part of the public domain. Well, we know better. Well, we don't have to brag about it to them, so don't, I ask you not to brag. And don't tell them where you got it unless they're really sincere people. Let them go on thinking linearly and giving us the high mutuals who are using energy. We don't want to convert the world to our method. We only want a few people and we just about have enough. asking how I got that horse, you see, was my wife's birthday. That's her birthday. She's a 3-4-5 or something. So it don't let it bother you that people all where we were in 1983. We're in 1990 now. Linear thinking demands that the horse that you bet on be logical, make sense, meet certain qualification rules that are all mainstream. Mainstream people do not think that a horse beaten 8.5 lengths in his last race can win the day. They throw him out immediately. You have to be within 3 lengths to stretch or you throw him out. That's a bunch of malarkey, folks. That's just not where it is. Non-linear thinking is somewhat mystical and intuitive, but it's not entirely mystical. You can be very mystical and very intuitive. You can be a Buddhist monk and still lose and still think linearly. Non-linear thinking is something that Jim Bradshaw inherited from his Indian forebears. I don't know where I got it, except that I've always been au contraire. I never want to do what the rest of the world did because I know the rest of the world are losers. So if you do what the other people are all doing, you're going to be with the other people. You're going to lose. You're going to be in the 95% group. Horse racing is not linear. The horses do not know.